Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. It's radio that's good for you.
HIV is the world's leading infectious killer. It affects more than 35 million people, yet less than half actually even know that they're infected. And of those that do know their positive status, only 38% actually receive treatment, and less than 50% on treatment have access to the viral load testing to monitor their treatment outcomes and whether it's even working. My guest today is Dr. Tim Yeager. He is the life cycle leader for the RMD virology business. Welcome to the show, Dr. Yeager. Tell us a little bit first about the impact diagnostics has had on HIV and AIDS worldwide.
Well, thanks, Melanie, for having me today. Well, I think diagnostics really had a tremendous impact, but there's a lot of work still to be done. I mean, as a physician, I believe every good therapy starts with a good diagnosis. And in HIV, you really need a test to tell you you're infected. We do a confirmation test then because, of course, it's a critical diagnosis to get right, and then you can go on treatment. And with that treatment, the vast majority of patients, if they take it right, have a very much normal life expectancy and a good quality of life. And we monitor throughout the treatment course the patients and see if they continue to respond well by measuring their viral load levels in the blood, so really showing how much virus is in the blood of the HIV. That's very effective, so there's a lot of progress that was made. However, as you pointed out, there still is a large number of patients that don't know their status, that actually hence are a risk for their environment because they can pass on the disease, and of course they themselves have a poorer health than they would have to. And that's not yet looking at some of those low- and middle-income countries where the infrastructure to even provide some of the testing is absolutely not available, and that leads to some of those horrendous numbers you just gave us with, 35 million people still infected worldwide today. A lot of that is unnecessary and preventable.
So the diagnostic test, the blood test, which you even get when you donate blood, and it can be an easy, simple blood test, and as you say, it's an important one to get right. What do we need to do, Dr. Yeager, to make this diagnostic test reach the masses? I mean, what do we need to do to improve diagnostics? Do we need to improve it? Or is this simple test enough, and we just need to get the word out to the masses that this is the test that they need to have? I mean, what is it? Is it getting the word out, or do we need to change the way it's actually being diagnosed?
Well, I think all of the elements to diagnose today and to monitor the treatment and to actually treat effectively are there. It's really about making the public aware, making each and every individual aware that this is something they should look after. It's their own health. They're responsible for it. And then it's really creating access to those tests and to those medicines in some of those less privileged countries, some of those low- and middle-income countries. And we've been working with a large group of governments, of local healthcare facilities, of communities, but also international agencies, the Clinton Health Access Initiative, or some of those very generous and powerful funders like the Global Fund or President Obama's Emergency Relief Fund from the U.S. to bring those type of diagnostic tests and infrastructure, but also the service and the education to those countries less privileged, where this still is a very, very big and serious threat to a large number of the population. And a lot of those infected and suffering and dying, unfortunately, are children. So that to us is a real challenge. And of course, we have dedicated programs with those groups we just talked about for adult testing, but also for children testing to make sure that those born with HIV, for mothers that infect them, are treated very quickly, because the first few months of a life make a big difference, and you have babies dying if you don't treat them in the first 6 or 8 months.
So is this the Global Access Program you're talking about with funding and this initiative? Is that to get the word out about the test itself, or is it an initiative to go testing in these third world countries and everywhere else?
No, the Global Access Program, which we launched, the first one last year, is truly about getting the testing done. There are important components about education and training and awareness, but this is really about bringing the test, the infrastructure, the testing platforms, into those territories where there otherwise would be no or no structured and systematic testing.
How do you even do that, Dr. Yeager? How do you even, I mean, and that's why I asked that question. Is it to get that test out there or just to tell people about it? How do you even, it's the magnitude blows me away. How do you even do that?
It's important to be in those countries. So with our partners, for example, the Clinton Health Access Initiative, we actually have people in those countries, be it in sub-Saharan Africa, be it in APAC, or be it in Latin America, those countries where the healthcare systems are still poor. We go there with our people. We bring the instruments. We install the instruments and service them with experts on the ground. We ensure that local people are being trained. We have a collaboration with the CDC in the U.S. and others where we actually have trained up to 2,000 or close to 2,000 local lab staff people in sub-Saharan Africa to then be able to run those tests. We work with the ministries of health to ensure that awareness is created and people are actually guided to get those tests. And then, and that's a very important piece, when they have their treatment, they continue to be checked throughout the course of the treatment to make sure that they are not going off somewhere in the country and lost to follow-up. So it's a comprehensive effort, and it really only works if all of these stakeholders come together, pull together, and make it happen on the ground.
Wow. I mean, that just blows me away, what you're saying, because the scope of it all and getting your people on the ground, getting them to test all of these millions of people in sub-Saharan Africa and all these places, and then finding out these people are positive and then getting the treatment, getting the actual medications to them must be so difficult. What do you want the listeners to know? Can they do anything to help you with this? Because then, as you say, and even more important is following up with that treatment. You don't just give somebody a pill one time. This is an ongoing treatment for the rest of their lives if they want to live.
Correct. I mean, I think healthcare starts at home. I mean, still today, for me, in the U.S., there's 1.2 million people, according to the CDC, living with HIV. And the very same problems we see in sub-Saharan Africa, of course, to a lesser degree, we also see in the U.S. As you pointed out before, many people of those are not aware that they're HIV positive. They pose a risk to the society, to the loved ones around them, but also to themselves. And then only about a third of those people who have HIV in the U.S. actually manage their virus well, which means two-thirds are having a suboptimal status and could be treated a lot more effectively to live a longer and healthier life. The very same problem as in sub-Saharan Africa. So I would say it's absolutely and crucially important to understand that you need the right tests done, and some of the viral load tests that we in Roche Molecular provide are state-of-the-art assays with a lot of science and data built in. So have those, but also make sure that you adhere to the treatment regimes. And there's a lot of support gathered around the Clinton Health Access Initiative and other providers to really help on-the-ground work in those less privileged countries around the world that we also serve and try to improve.
Wow, thank you so much, Dr. Yeager, for being with us today. It's really, really great information. We only have about 10 seconds. Tell people where they can find out more information.
Well, let's start with our website, www.roche.com. There's a lot of work on HIV, but virology in general, but also some of the global access programs that we have launched in sub-Saharan Africa and other parts of the world.
And we all need to be involved. And as he says, health starts at home. So be aware, be a good advocate, be alert. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.